Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. If you listened yesterday, you know that this week I'll be sharing some tips to help you take better care of your mental health. In Western culture, we often praise high achievers and go-getters. We're encouraged to dream big, but nobody really prepares us for when those dreams don't come to fruition, which, by the way, happens to all of us. So today, we're going to talk about what to do when we find ourselves somewhere in life we didn't expect or want, because it turns out that's probably exactly where you're supposed to be. I think that many of us set unrealistic expectations for our lives based on what other people have told us our lives should look like, So from parents and coaches and teachers, they often have dreams and expectations that they think we should live up to. And those things may be great, but they may not be the things that are actually true for us and things that actually speak to our heart and our own calling. And so I think it is a process oftentimes of getting rid of the voice of other people and other people's wishes and dreams for you to really tap into the things that really will set your heart on fire. If I think back on my own life and like 10 years ago where I thought my life would be, I thought that I would have a cozy little private practice, be married with kids, which I am now. But I thought that my professional life would look very different than it does now. And I think to me is a lesson in sometimes our dreams for ourselves are not even big enough. And so sometimes we are not even making space for all of the ways that our lives could change and grow that would completely top anything that we may have currently imagined for ourselves. If I think back over my own life when I was planning to just be a private practice psychologist, it was what I knew. It was kind of how I had been socialized and like the colleagues that I was spending time with. And it was only when I had an opportunity to do a training with some therapists in San Francisco that was really designed to help you think about like what's next in your practice. So it was actually called Next. And only then did I really have an opportunity to think about all of the different ways that my practice could transform into what it has become. So I was already doing the podcast, but didn't necessarily have plans for it to be like a huge podcast. And so all of these things were kind of percolating and kind of simmering underground, but it was only through conversations with other colleagues and encouragement from them like, hey, you really have something here, that I was able to take that step to doing something different. If something that you have wanted to have happen has not yet happened, or you find yourself rejected from some situation that you were really hoping that you would get, is to allow space for yourself to actually grieve. And I think when we think about grief, we only tend to think about grief as it relates to the loss of people in our lives. But the truth is that a grief reaction can happen from a rejection. It can happen from some dream that has gone unfulfilled for you. Having space to talk about whatever you're feeling as it relates to this thing not happening is really important. And having the opportunity to talk with somebody who's not going to make you feel bad or make you feel silly about feeling sad or disappointed or angry or whatever you're feeling about this thing not happening is really important, because I think sometimes people will shame us for wanting certain things or make us feel bad. Like, oh, you have so many great things happening in your life, you shouldn't worry about that. But the truth is that it's okay to grieve whatever it is that you were expecting and to acknowledge that this is something that feels painful for you. But one thing that I think many of us have not paid attention to recently is the grief related to all the things that were lost during the pandemic. Graduations that you didn't get a chance to participate in, wedding ceremonies that had to be changed or altered in some way, like all of the things that we missed because the world kind of shut down, that is also something that is a grief reaction. And so giving yourself the opportunity to, again, give credence to the sadness related to you looking forward to this big opportunity that didn't happen, or being angry that we had a pandemic and this changed the course of your life. Many of us, if we think about like the past couple of years of our lives, there are likely things that you thought were going to happen that didn't happen. And so giving yourself the opportunity to grieve those things is really important. That's all I have for you guys today. You can hear more from me over on my show, Therapy for Black Girls. Be sure to come back tomorrow for some therapist insights on grappling with imposter syndrome here on Radio Headspace. See you then.